A week of mixed results for the Dons as we suffer from yet another dismal display against Dundee at Danes Park midweek, but put in a fair shift at Fir Park against Motherwell yesterday. Peter Leaven has his work cut out to make any sort of recovery ahead of the league split. More from both games and the manager coming up. The post-split fixtures are underway in the SWPL as Aberdeen Women face the Spartans in the first match of their league run-in earlier today. In the news this week, the Young Dons have made it through to the SFA Youth Cup final, and we find out our opponents in the Scottish Cup semi-final at Hampden in April. More than that and some ticket details are on their way. Plus, the usual roundup from the rest of the matches in the SPFL and Highland League from the weekend, and some supporters news. It's the AFC Dons cast from the Inverness Reds on Sunday, the 17th of March.
I'm Martin Compston, and this is Norway. I'm back on the road with my good pal, Bill McHugh.
Norway, we have arrived.
We're getting to know Scotland's closest Scandi cousins better.
By exploring this epic country northwards to its very tip.
Is this the end of Europe?
Uncovering our shared identities.
Look at the size of that one.
Interwoven histories.
You could have been good Vikings, definitely.
And things we don't share at all.
Want a shot?
Yeah, why not?
So join us as we journey through the fjords and take on the Nords.
On a spectacular Norwegian fling.
Martin Compston's Norwegian Fling, available now on BBC iPlayer and continues on the BBC Scotland channel. Hello and welcome to the AFC Dons cast from the Inverness Reds. It's Graham McKay here with your weekly Dons News Roundup. The Aberdeen executive team advises that they're needing an appointment of a new first-team manager, but we subsequently learnt at the start of the week they're only just starting the interview process. The communication from the club has been horrendous from start to finish in this sad, sorry affair. Get your management speak bullshit bingo card ready as we take a deep breath into the statement released by Chief Executive Alan Barrows. He said at the turn of the year, the club instructed a football consultancy group, BPTC, headed by Bernhard Peters, to conduct a holistic review of our football operation. Bernhard is widely recognised as one of the most successful youth academy high-performance architects in the industry. He has a storied reputation in the Bundesliga, having previously served as sporting director for Hamburg SV and director of high performance for TSG Hoffenheim. BPTC themselves currently consult with a raft of top clubs, coaches and national associations across the globe. They very recently completed their audit and submitted a comprehensive report, which we have reviewed with them. We're extremely pleased that their report has validated a lot of very good policy, practice and robust processes already in place within the club's academy and wider football department. They have also identified several key areas of opportunity that would substantially enhance our current setup and are now working with us on the next phase, which will, amongst other things, implement certain structural changes within our football setup, implement new and additional policy, practices and processes that will further strengthen all levels of player training and development, player pathway, scouting and recruitment, and football performance. That just sounds like everything. Assist in the recruitment of a new first team manager and the addition of a new technical director to support the director of football. Clearly, the number one priority is the engagement of our new first team manager. The club, working with our partners, have compiled a shortlist with a combination of individuals we have identified that meet the key criteria we have agreed and individuals that have expressed serious interest in the role. We plan to conduct a number of interviews this week and in certain cases seek permission to do so where managers are under contract elsewhere. Our aim is to appoint a first-team manager during the upcoming international break. In the meantime, Peter Leaven will continue an interim charge assisted by Scott Anderson and Craig Sampson. It leaves Peter Leven the difficult task to oversee any sort of recovery in the Dons league form over the coming weeks. And that came quickly for our midweek fixture against Dundee. Here he is speaking to the media before the game.
Well, it's massive. It's massive for confidence. It's massive for the players, for the fans. We always knew we'd ability in the changing room. So it's just about building on that and moving forward.
Tough game though, this tomorrow night, isn't it?
Every game's a tough game in this league. But we're going to go there confident. We're going to respect Dundee. They've done very well this season. But this is Aberdeen. We're looking to win every game.
Luke McCowan's penalty in the 66th minute following a lengthy VAR check was the difference in yet another abstract, woeful display from the Dons on Wednesday night. Dundee dominated the first half, and if it wasn't for some hesitancy in front of goal, some good goalkeeping from Keller Roos, and some poor deliveries from corners, it kept the scoreline at 0-0 at half-time. We looked slightly better at the start of the second half, but fell behind after initially surviving a free kick into the box. The Dons have now gone 11 games without a victory, and the defeat left us just 3 points clear of the relegation zone.
Peter, a tough night for the team. What were your thoughts?
Not good enough. Not good enough from the start. I thought they held it up better than us. They won second balls. We never played. Our decision making was poor. But then second half, I thought we started bright. Put them under pressure a bit. Then obviously the VARs killed us, went against us. But again, we never really created till the last 6-7 minutes where we had a little goal.
The penalty decision, it was pivotal in the game. What was your view of it?
Listen, these rules now are crazy, but listen, no matter what I say now, it's not going to change. We need to do better with the first initial cross that comes in. They won the first contact, and then obviously Jack's arm's in a position where it's up, but I don't know if it's a penalty or not, but listen, nothing's going to change now.
Do you think that the instability being caused by the managerial situation is having an effect on the players?
No, I just said to them, there shouldn't be any excuses. They've got a job to do. They train hard every day, but that performance is nowhere near good enough. I'd like to apologise to the fans because they were hearing the numbers, they were singing, they were brilliant. And I've every right to be angry. I just said that to the boys, they need to pick themselves up. I need to pick them up for Saturday now.
How do you go about doing that?
I've got to get them in tomorrow, show them video, get them on the grass, recover, work hard on Friday, and then they've got to find a way. I've got to find a way.
It's so important now, isn't it, on Saturday that you get a result, because Ross County have moved a point closer to you, and really you don't want to be looking back over your shoulder. You want to be looking up the way, don't you?
100%, 100%. It's massive. It's massive on Saturday. But they're down in there, but it's my job to try and pick them up.
Slightly better news. We recorded our second league victory of 2024 in our 1-0 win against Motherwell yesterday. Leighton Clarkson fired home the winning goal after 25 minutes to end our poor run in the league. The win moves us 3 points clear of second bottom Ross County. Motherwell thought they had drawn themselves level when Lennon Miller found the net 5 minutes before half-time, but they were denied following a VAR check. Aberdeen leapfrogged St Johnstone into ninth, but we were hoping for a slip-up from Ross County. That wasn't to be after they won their game in Dingwall against Hearts, keeping us 3 points from the danger of the relegation zone. Andy Barge spoke to Peter Leven following the match.
Peter, that's a vital win for the team. What are your emotions immediately after the game?
Huge one. I thought the boys performed really well, but I'm delighted for the clean sheet as well.
What did you see different today that maybe hasn't been visible in recent weeks or months?
Everybody wanting the ball. Said that to them on Thursday, Friday. We walked on it. I says, right, we want to play. Everybody's got to be on the same page. And I thought at times we were really good today.
Is that an aspect of different bravery, seeking the ball and being happy to take responsibility on it, different to the bravery of flying into tackles and body on the line, etc.?
Yeah, a bit of both. We needed a bit of both of that. But we don't have the long ball striker that we have. We've got footballers, so I thought that the best way to win this game today was to play football.
So which part of the game do you think it was won for Aberdeen? Where on the pitch specifically impressed you?
Oh, midfield. I thought we were a really good corner in midfield, Shinney, Clarkson, but to be fair, the back line and Kiel, clean sheet, that's huge for us.
Because Theo Bear's the sort of striker that can cause significant physical problems for a back line.
No, and they did. They put us under pressure in the second half especially, and they stood up to the test. Every player that came on today and started stood up to the test well.
I suppose confidence will have ebbed and flowed over recent months with the winless run the team were on. How big do you think the injection of confidence from grinding out a win like that can be?
No, it's really important. As I said, I'm really happy with the clean sheet. I always know if we get a clean sheet, we'll always score. And we could have scored more today.
The club aren't any further away from 11th because Ross County picked up an impressive win against Hearts today, but St Johnstone and now Motherwell dragged right back into it. How do you assess the situation of the league table right now?
It's all about what we do. I've said that since we come in here. This club is huge and we need to win every game. That's the expectations from me, from the supporters, and it's all about what we do, not about anybody else.
Big international break coming up now for the club to maybe spend a lot of time on the training ground, try and get things more securely in place for the Ross County game afterwards.
Yeah, definitely. The boys have a couple of days off just to get away from the place, and then we're back in straight at it again.
Okay, congratulations, Peter. Thank you.
Cheers. Catch live audio and video of our next match only on Red TV. Subscribe now for full match day coverage, replays, highlights, and all the goals, exclusive interviews, and behind the scenes content. Sign up now at redtv.afc.co.uk. The best of the action only on Red TV.
As I said earlier, Ross County closed to within 3 points of the Dons after a 2-2 draw with Hibs and Dingwall on Wednesday night in the Premiership. Rangers are out of the UEFA Europa League after losing 1-0 to Benfica at Ibrox on Thursday. Dunfermline Athletic beat Championship leaders Dundee United 3-1 at East End Park on Friday to move to within 2 points of the promotion playoffs. Matty Todd opened the scoring and Kane Ritchie-Hosler grabbed a double for James McPake's men before a late own goal reduced the deficit. Celtic moved to the top of the Premiership table thanks to a 3-1 home win over St Johnstone, while Kilmarnock stormed back from 2 goals down to beat St Mirren 5-2 at Rugby Park. Hibs moved up into the top six after beating bottom club Livingston 3-0 at Easter Road, and Ross County defeated Hearts 2-1 in Dingwall. Raith Rovers moved level on points with Championship leaders Dundee United after a 0-0 draw with Queen's Park at Hampden. Third place Partick Thistle beat Morton 2-1 at Firhill, where Airdrieonians saw bottom club Arbroath 5-2 at the Excelsior Stadium to go fourth. Inverness Carly Thistle stayed ninth after losing 2-1 at home to Ayr United. Falkirk took another step towards the League One title with a 4-1 win over Queen of the South at Palmerston, while second place Hamilton Accies beat Stirling Albion 3-0 at New Douglas Park. Allo Athletic are up to third following their 5-2 success at Edinburgh City, who are relegated as a result. Montrose are fourth after a 1-0 draw with Annan Athletic at Lynx Park. Cove Rangers beat Kelty Hearts 1-0 at New Central Park. Stenhouse Muir are 15 points clear in League 2 after a 1-0 draw away to Forfar Athletic, while Peterhead in second followed their 1-0 draw with East Fife at Balmoore. Dumbarton are now third after a stunning 6-2 win against Spartans at Ainslie Park. Bottom club Clyde closed the gap on Bonnyrigg Rose to 3 points with a crucial 2-1 win at New Dundas Park, while Elgin City beat Stranraer 2-1 at Stair Park. In the Highland League on Saturday, the results were Banksadee 4, Forest Mechanics 0, Brora Rangers 1, Fermartin United 4, Bicky Thistle 1, Inverurie Locals 1, Clach 0, Brechin City 2, Deverin Vale 0, Strathspey Thistle 3, Huntley 2, Wick Academy 1, Keith 1, Lossiemouth 0, Nairnganna County 0, Fraserburgh 3, Rothes 1, Tariff United 3. And the match today between Dundee and Rangers was postponed due to a waterlogged pitch.
What flavour is this?
Gin.
We, ridiculously wealthy people, are the problem. Starting today, I'm going to give away all my money, all 120 billion.
Molly Wells is here to talk about her new housing initiative, Space for Everyone.
We are on a real mission that is going to help a lot of people. I want you to get everyone into the conference room for a, you know, like a group talk session, like...
Are you trying to say the word meeting?
Yes, that's it. That's the word.
It's Sophia again. Oh. She sent me a PDF. What is that?
That's violence. That's what it is.
We need to talk about this broken yogurt machine.
We don't have a yogurt machine.
Okay, then whatever machine I've been putting Greek yogurt into is not operating properly.
Okay. I'm just afraid that all I'm ever going to be is some rich guy's ex-wife.
You've got a better head on your shoulders than people give you credit for.
Cheers.
Everybody that works here knows that.
Put your hands in the air, now! I took a CBD gummy last night. I'm trying to be more interesting.
Helping the masses, helping your friends.
Step on it.
I'm trying.
You're on this beautiful, selfless journey.
I don't have a partner.
Place your hand on each other's hearts.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Molly, did you have any thoughts on the PDF I sent you?
I refuse to learn what that is.
Here we have a folic acid kale smoothie.
Mmm. What flavor is this?
Gin.
That's it. That's what I'm tasting.
If you thought season one of Loot was perfect, season two is even more perfect. A new season premieres April 3rd on Apple TV+. Aberdeen women return to action this afternoon to face Spartans in the first of their post-split fixtures. The opening spell of the match was pretty quiet from both sides, but Bailey Hutchison scored her 18th goal of the season to put the Dons 1-0 up just before half-time. Aberdeen kept on pressing for a second, and it came from a penalty after Bailey was fouled inside the box. Dons skipper Hannah Stewart stepped up to take the penalty and made it 2-0 in the 83rd minute, and a win for the Dons.
Mandy, a position has become available.
Yeah, enjoy that. Oh, that needs to be up.
You're a real doctor, aren't you?
Well, nearly.
I'm working as a living statue now, Abu.
I've got some trouble with my spire.
I think I might have found my true calling, lol.
Quality control at the local biscuit factory.
You're kidding!
I know, your dream job.
Top fries is an air fryer. What's the point of an air fryer? Who wants fried air?
A hapless, jobless heroine whose daft adventures mostly end in disaster. She's got big dreams, but can she actually be bothered? Mandy returns for Series 3 on BBC Two and on BBC iPlayer from the 27th of March. A sensational and at times breathtaking performance going forward from Aberdeen under-18s in the SFA Youth Cup semi-final against Ayr United on Friday night at Cormac Park means they have a Hampden Cup final to look forward to after they ran out winners by 7-2. Cammy Wilson spearheaded a fantastic goal-scoring performance. Findlay Marshall also chipped in with two. Alfie Bavage and Fletcher Boyd also responsible for a goal apiece. It was a bitterly cold night at Cormac Park, but the performance from the Young Dons was a real treat on the eyes for the healthy crowd that turned out to send Aberdeen on their way to Hampden. And talking of Hampden, the draw for the Scottish Cup semi-final will see us play Celtic on Saturday the 20th of April with a 12:30pm kick-off. The other fixture on Sunday is between Hearts and Rangers. We've been given just 19,000 tickets for the semi-final. Both Aberdeen and Hearts made cases for the chance to sell half of the stadium to their own fans, with a view to returning any which aren't sold by a pre-agreed deadline. In typical SFA style, Hearts have been granted an initial 50-50 split with Rangers, but we haven't. Tickets will cost South Stand Lower adults £40, over 65s and under 16s £20, and in the West Stand adults £30, over 65s and under 16s £15.
I admire your life, Mr.
Bond.
James Bond.
To us, Mr. Bond, we are the best.
Bond, I need you back.
I never left.
007 at your service. Watch the complete Bond collection on ITVX. There's no league matches this coming weekend due to the international friendlies when Scotland are in action away to the Netherlands in Amsterdam on Friday night. Kickoff is at 7:45pm. We have a home friendly against Northern Ireland at Hampden a week on Tuesday, the 26th of March. Kickoff in Glasgow is also at 7:45pm. If you're not heading to the games, the Netherlands versus Scotland match is on Viaplay, and the Scotland versus Northern Ireland match will be shown on the BBC Scotland channel, BBC 3, BBC 2 Northern Ireland, BBC iPlayer and Viaplay. We return to league action on Saturday, the 30th of March, with a crucial home match against Ross County. Kickoff at Pittodrie is 3 p.m. Tickets can be purchased through visiting the Pittodrie ticket office by calling 01224-63-1903 or online at afc.co.uk/e-tickets. If you can't make it through to Pittodrie, it will be shown live on Red TV International, audio only in the UK and Ireland. Coverage starts at 2:45 p.m. And we'll be taking a short holiday too during the international break, and we'll be back with the AFC Donscast on Sunday the 31st of March following the Ross County match. And if there are any moves on the manager front, we'll do a short news update if and when that happens. Savour the win against Motherwell. The hard work is not over yet. It's only just started. Have a great couple of weeks and see you back here on the 31st. All the best and stand free.
Latest Dons news. This is the AFC Donscast.